Days after the New York State Senate approved measures meant to gain access to President Trump's tax documents, advocates and activists gathered at the Capitol in Albany Friday to urge the assembly to follow suit. Because President Donald Trump has resisted releasing his tax returns, bucking precedent, and the request of the House Ways and Means Committee, 109th District Assemblywoman Pat Fahey and fellow Democratic New York legislators are taking action, advocating for the passing of the Tax Returns Release Under Specific Terms Act, or the TRUST Act.
The New York Senate has answered this national call to action, if you will, passed this bill on Wednesday. We live in these unprecedented times. We have a unique opportunity, and I think New York State should act. We can hold the president, we can help hold the president accountable, and we will set future precedents for all elected officials, that neither you as a president, nor your business interests are above the law.
Joined by activists, Fahey says the state is uniquely positioned to help make change in the balance of power at the federal level. Yvette Alfonso is with Citizen Action of New York.
It is really, really important that New York, that we here in New York stand up, do what's right. We've led the nation in many ways. This is another way we can do that. The Senate has passed it. We need the Assembly to pass it now and for the governor to sign it.
Fahey says the Assembly has yet to conference the bill. That action is expected to take place Monday.
We already know that there's really been some shady business practices from this president. Think about Trump University or the non-university. Think about the Trump Foundation that actually had to be closed, both of which chartered here in New York State.
Fahey thinks the tax issue is headed for the courts. She says she chooses to look through the lens of we are at a complete impasse. Speaking in the Hudson Valley Friday, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo offered his take on the tax return legislation.
I am supportive of that bill. I believe it's going to pass.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.